The winner will meet Anne Sherman in the final after their 4:15 to 1:12 win over Niamh Connell. As mentioned before, it was a great start from Anne Sherman in that game. They got goals from Carmen Cassidy and Bobby McGettigan in the first 20 minutes. Anthony Thompson got one back, but Anne Sherman led 2-6 to 1-7 half-time, and then they added further goals from Oisin Harkin and Kieran Cassidy to win that game. Great performance from them and well deserved. In the junior games, we just had the second semi-final finish there, and it was a goal hungry Niamh Natia who beat Ardenraha by 5-7 to 1-15. Shane Keneally got two goals in the first 10 minutes of that game. Conor Campbell got a third after halftime, as Niamh Natia were 2-3 to 2 points ahead at halftime. The second half had a lot more incident in it, with Ardenraha really coming back into the game. Conor Sweeney got a goal for them, which was their final score, but they did end with 13 points in the second half, couple of two-pointers from Caelan Mealy in there as well. But it was Niamh Natia who got further goals, as I said, Conor Campbell, and then two from substitute Patrick Craig, as they did look like they were convincing winners in that game, but Ardenraha did their best to try and make it a bit of a game and did well in that. Niamh Natia will meet the winners of the previous semi-final, the first game of the day, which was Niamh Connell. They beat Gael Fanada by 117 to 113. Danny Brown got 1-7 for them, but Shea Malone got 6 points. And then, as mentioned before, yesterday, Niamh Columba beat Kilcar in the junior ladies final 221 to 4 points. And Ardenraha won the under 14 final by 3-9 to 2-2 yesterday. So just getting ready to get underway here for the final game, and we'll find out what the showpiece game will be tomorrow. Four games to take place tomorrow, and this is the one that everybody wants to be in. Ardenraha and Niamh Hill, just as the action is about to begin.